Hey, Shkoyach. It's always a schuss to be together. The Heilige Chevra, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. First of all, a special Akar Zatov, Daryl Haimov, for sponsoring tonight all the Gashmias that we elevate for Ruchnias, and the Shir, and all the Cyrus, and all the Chizik. He's sponsoring Lili Nishmas, first of all, his father, Yitzchak Ben Moshe, Shama Shava Big Aliyah, to be a male Tzoyshe for your. Your beautiful mishpacha. Shbizoich to be together b'kar b'yameinu. Mashiach zekeinu. And tchis ha-meisim. As well as Lil Nishmas, his grandfather, whose yartzeit is mamish tomorrow night, Shabbos Kodesh, Gavriel ben Rav Chia. His neshama as well, Shavu Big Aliyah, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Next week?
I know
that was fine. Okay, soon.
Sorry, I was
Bez Hashem Yisbarach, it's coming. Hopefully you'll be together with him before the Yortzeit, Amir Tashem. Tchias Amazim Bekarov. And as well, for his chus, for Leida Kala, for his sister, Netanya Tehila, Bas Brucha Sharon, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Sheva Leida Kala, B'shatoy Mislachas, only Simcha and Bracha,
Amen.
For the Mishbacha always.
Amen.
If I asked you, when was the last time that anybody here gazed, stared at your tzitzis. Mamish looked at it. But not just saw it. Mamish stared at your tzitzis, gazed at your tzitzis. I don't mean the last time you wore tzitzis. I hope everybody here is wearing tzitzis right now. Not the last time you kissed your tzitzis. But the last time you gazed at your tzitzis. And I'm sure many of us thinking about it, I don't recall. I don't know if I've ever done that in my life. Yet if I told you, there was mamish a mitzvah deraisa, to look at our tzitzis, to gaze at our tzitzis. A mitzvah deraisa, not just to wear tzitzis on a four-cornered beged, but to literally stare, to gaze at our tzitzis. To mamish stare at our tzitzis. So I would think we'd start doing that a lot more often. We'd mamish start doing it a lot more often. If I said, mamish, there's a mitzvah to gaze, to stare at tzitzis. We'd start doing it a lot more often. Now before we get there, I want to just share an opening, read two lines from the Heilige Neur Melech, the Rebbe Reb Melech Lejensk. We have this chus to have mamish an anical 10th generation here with us, Moshe David, so, which is always a schus to learn a Torah from the Zayde. Naim HaMelech in Pashas Noach, he tells us, B'chol dar v'dar, every single generation, Yesh shorish l'take mitzvah miyuchedes, yoitzer mishar mitzvahs. There's, every dar has a certain shorish that it's important that they're misaking one particular mitzvah from all the, obviously we have to keep all the mitzvahs, but one mitzvah that we should be focusing on, should be primary in our avodah. And he says, L'mashal, again, this is Noam Elimelech, this was said a long time ago, but L'mashal, B'dor hazeh, Yeshorish l'takei mitzvah tzitzis, Yoyser mishar mitzvahs. He said, in his door, the mitzvah miyuchedes was to be mitake mitzvah tzitzis. My Rebbe, the Shvila Pinchas Shlita, he wanted to suggest we're still in that door. Now, I know that could be argued. We're still in the door of the Mel Melech. It's scary. You could argue we're not in the same door. But I think what he's trying to say is that if his door, that was a mitzvah miyuchedes, Kavachoymer, and we'll see through this year tonight, our door, this has to be a primary mitzvah, an avodah in our lives, the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah that we all do, but one of those mitzvahs that perhaps we may take for granted, and is rote, is mechanical. You know, we're always working, on our learning, and our emails b'toyer, which is so important, we speak about it all the time. And we're working our kavanah and our tefillah, and working on connecting to Shabbos. Tzitzis, so we just do it. Like we put it on every morning and just there. Like, when was the last time since maybe high school or first year in Eretz Yisrael, the beginning, when we started to wear tzitzis? Maybe some of us, unfortunately, weren't wearing tzitzis every day at one point in our lives. But once we started to wear tzitzis, and once it became routine, then it's just what we do. It's not anything that there's major focus upon. I wear tzitzis every day. Once in a while, I cheshbin, should I have them out? Should I have them in? Maybe that's a cheshbin I have once in a while, because we know there are different deos in that, and different, maybe that's something we still think about a little bit. But, like, tzitzis, I just do it. Okay, shkoyach. Yoytze zayng. Next. But if the Noam Elimelech says it was a door that they needed to be retaking, I don't think what the Noam Elimelech meant was that people had to start wearing tzitzis. I don't think. I think there's something much deeper, much more amkus, and for each and every one of us, that already wear tzitzis. But do we gaze at our tzitzis? And are we gaining from our tzitzis? You know, there's a Gemara in Shabbos. If Yom is learning Shabbos, they're going to get here very, very soon. What's today's dafa? What was today? Kuf Dalet already? So Kuf Yud Ches on the base. We'll get Mamish in less than 2 weeks. All the way at the bottom, goes through various adikim, special mitzvahs that they did. And that they would feel that because they focused on that mitzvah, they'd receive special reward. Amar Nachman, Titi li de kaimis mitzvah tzitzis. Nachman said, you know why I was special, know why I receive reward, why I deserve reward? I was mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Hashkoyach. I also wear tzitzis every day. Seemingly, his mekayim mitzvah tzitzis has to mean something much deeper, with much more amkus to it than just he wore tzitzis. There has to be something to be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. The Gemara goes on. Amar le Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef b'rei de Rabba. Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rabba, Avuch b'may zayr tfei. What was your father very careful about? Amar le b'tzitzis. Again, also about tzitzis. So interesting, right? Like shkoyach. And it continues. Yoy mechada. One day, his father, Rabbi Yosef's father, who was Rabba. One day, Rabba, have a kasolik bedarga. He was going up a ladder. Ifsik lechuta. One of his strings of tzitzis, one, tore. Tore, I don't know if it happens sometimes, right? You know, it's long and you step on it, chlesnish, whatever. One of them tore. Velonachis. He wouldn't leave the ladder. He wouldn't budge. He wouldn't descend. He wouldn't go anywhere until he fixed it. They had to bring him tzitzis to fix while he was stuck on the ladder. Now, by the way, that's how crucial, how important tzitzis was to Rabba. But one moment, Chevra. I'm sure the Chevra knows the halacha. The halacha is, as we know, it said one of his tzitzis, one chut. We have eight chutin. We have eight strings. If one of them rips, what's the halacha? It's kosher. It's good. One ripped, it's still kosher tzitzis. Because we know it's on the other side, still there. Because every one of the strings is really, the eight strings are made up of four strings. But Lemaisa, why was Rabba then so particular? He still was wearing, okay, if he wasn't wearing kosher tzitzis, he wouldn't want to go a moment without kosher tzitzis. His tzitzis were still kosher. He lost one of them. That's what the Gemara says, chuta, one. Why was that so important? So let's get back to that mitzvah of gazing, Chavra. Let's get back to that mitzvah isem, which is mamish, the feirish in this week's parsha. If you open up this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis. And the pasuk says in Perek Tesvav, pasuk lamitaz, you need chairs, not chairs, no? We all know these psukim, we say them. If you don't know these psukim by heart, then we need a shiur in davening. Forget about tzitzis. But we'll read it. And there's your makor, by the way. I said before, is there a mitzvah to gaze at your tzitzis? The Torah tells you explicitly. It's not like some deep drasha. And look at them. Which the Gemara In Menachos, Daf Memdal, Raman Aleph tells us, if you don't wear tzitzis, you're not Mekayim. There are five lavim that you get, and one of them is you're not Mekayim, Arisimo. So, the Beferish Gemara, based on this Beferish Pasuk, that one of the mitzvos of tzitzis, there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, to look at your tzitzis, to gaze at your tzitzis. In fact, the Smak, the Rashbats, they both, in their minion of 613 mitzvahs, say they one of the 613 mitzvahs is to look at your tzitzis, ureisim oso, to stare at the tzitzis. Other rishonim just included in the general mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis, but it's part of that mitzvah. It's still a deraisa to look at your tzitzis. And what did the psukim tell us? Ureisim oso schartem es kol mitzvahs Hashem. If you look at them, if you don't just wear them, but you look at them, you're going to remember all the mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara tells us as well in Menachos, that tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos. Vasisim osam, and eventually you'll do them. Vasisim osam. As Rashi here says, well, the Gemara tells us in Menachos as well, the Gemara Menachos, Mem Gimel, Amud Beis, Re'iya mevi'a l'de Zechira, Zechira mevi'a l'de Asiya. When you see your tzitzis, you remember all the mitzvos, Uzchartim is kol mitzvos, and you're going to do the mitzvos. So we see it's a key, it's fundamental. But that starts from not just wearing, but looking at them, Re'isim, looking at them. And when you look, you think about this. It's not just looking. When we see something, you know, our eyes... Where are our eyes? You know, the Eibishter... Oh, this is Uriel's new sitter that he was... He got his sitter yesterday. I'm so proud of Uriel. I should read from his sitter. You're right. Uriel, thank you. Thank you, Uriel. Beautiful. You're a tzaddik. So we have to look. You know, our eyes. You ever think about our eyes... We're used to everything, so it's not something we think about often. But our eyes are up at the top of our head. Our eyes could have been mamish, like in the middle by our stomach. And that sounds very strange, like some aliens from some movie. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made that our eyes were in the middle of our stomach. Why are our eyes up? Our eyes are mamish directly connected to our brain. So it's what we see, Ayin Roa, is going to have an effect on what we think about. And we should... When it's Kedusha, and we should when it's Torah, and we should when it's Artitis. Uriisim also is chartem basisim also. That's the idea. Uriisim also to look and think about what we're supposed to be doing. And not the opposite, which is right after that, veloso surachre, right after that, veloso surachre lavchem achreinechem. Which is what? And Rashi quotes the Medrash, ayin roa valev chomed baguf osas averos. The opposite, by the way, is when we look at things that we shouldn't be looking at. And when we see things we shouldn't be looking at, we think of doing things we shouldn't be wanting to do, and then we do them. So, but where does it all stem from? Where is the foundation? Our eyes, what we look at. Reisamasam. That's why, by the way, just to bring it all together, if you read Rashi and Pasuk Lavaches, the Asulam Tzitzis, Rashi says, Tzitz, why are they called Tzitzis? The name is we speak about this all the time. The name of anything is its essence. The name of anything is its mahus. So what's the essence of our tzitzis? Tzitzis is al shem ur isem oso. Kamo metis minar charakim. As we see in Shir HaShirim, it's a lashon of peering, of looking, of staring, of gazing. That's where the lashon, that's where tzitzis comes from. In other words, the ikar mitzvah of the tzitzis, ur isem oso. That's its essence. I'm not getting into right now the halachic discussion whether one should wear tzitzis out or not, but it seems to be, seemingly, if the ikar is to see them, we should possibly be wearing them out. I don't wear my tzitzis out. Again, I don't want to get through all the halachic discussion about it, but there are definitely deos both ways to rely on. Personally, when I did at one point start wearing my tzitzis out, and it was just like crazy. Just became like this big mess. Couldn't keep my shirt tucked in like a normal way. And I said, I can't walk around looking like a, you know, chesnish. So, you know, I have to make my wife proud, I guess. I don't know. Lamaisa,
Lamaisa, so I have to. So I don't, but I'm not getting into that right now. Whether we do or we don't, even in the morning when we make our bracha, or perhaps throughout the day, or those of us that have the schus to wear a talis gadol, whether we're married, whether we're Sephardi, whether we're Yekish, whatever the reason might be. Lamaisa, we have the opportunity to have tzitzis and to look at our tzitzis, to gaze at our tzitzis, to stare at our tzitzis. And that looking at our tzitzis, seemingly we're learning, will be a key to our avoid Hashem. Will be a key to our avoid Hashem. But I'm not even getting into that all tonight, Chevra. Let's be real and let's be honest. We're entering in to the summer. We're entering into the summer. And I don't know, all of us this summer, a lot of us don't even know where we're going to be at this point this summer. Because unfortunately, a lot of our plans and a lot of places we were supposed to be right now might not be happening. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's health, and we'll see what happens. But wherever we're going to be this summer, the summer beruchnius is sakonos nefashos. The summer, first of all, is where most of us don't have the same structure when it comes to yeshiva, when it comes to proper siddurim and proper just sviva environment. In the summer, because of the weather, because of what the weather is, and because of its hot, ultimately, mamish, the level of tznius and the level of pritzus, and for a man, be honest, be real. It's an interesting thought and discussion. Why is shoivivim, you know, in the winter? Maybe shoivivim should be now. It would make a lot more sense if shoivivim would be now. But maybe because it would be impossible to keep now. So at least if it's in the winter, we have a chance and we could feel good about ourselves that we're ultimately keeping all the Inyanei Shoivim and Shmiras, Bris and Shmiras and Ayim in the proper way. If we'd be in the summer, we'd have no chance. Chas v'sholom. The avod of each and every one of us, to be a Ben Torah, to be a Baal Yer Shemayim, at every point in the year, at every place that we're in. And it's exactly now when we need the chizik. Exactly now we need the chizik and shmiras and ayim, and that's maybe why the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Shabbos. And this is really the beginning of the summer when it's starting to get really. I looked mamish, the week, upcoming week looks every day very, very hot for like the first time. So what's going to be? It's not that you have to go to the beach to see pritzus. Go on Central Avenue now, it's pritzus. A month ago, there was none. First of all, it was cold. Second of all, it was corona. None of us wanted corona at all, but maybe it should have been corona now. It would have been better. Everybody would have been inside. We wouldn't have these nisyonos. It is what it is. Okay. We're happy to be outside. But with that, being outside has its challenges, and we have to be real, and we have to be honest, and we have to prepare for it. And we prepare because it's mamish can pull us to the lowest of places and hold us back in all of our avodah, in all of our kedusha. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we know from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichus Ad Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we deliver the parasha, and he put parasha Shlach, and he put the parasha of Tzitzis, Ureisim Oso, which is the key, seemingly, to that Shmira this week. This week. To mechazik us, and to give us a plan. A new plan that we maybe never thought about before, even though we're saying tonight, according to, it seems to be, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That maybe, not a skula, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, is we have to look at our tzitzis. That will be our shmira. And start looking at our tzitzis. And gazing at our tzitzis. And we'll be matzliach. We'll be matzliach and we'll see. It's not just hatzlach in shmir tzayim. Shkoyach, we'll have hatzlach in shmir tzayim. It's the key. Vasisim osam, to keep all of mitzvahs. Shkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. You know, the Chevra all knows the famous Gemara, in Menachos Mem Dalid. I would read it inside, but it's the whole daf. So I don't want to take too much time. So I'll just say it outside. But everybody knows the story. Everybody knows the story. Of the Talmud of Reb Chiya. And this Talmud of Reb Chiya heard about this woman who was mamish known as the best zona in the world. The best prostitute in the world. And she charged 400 zehuvim. And he went and sent her this money and he made an appointment. made an appointment. And he was purchasing the chvesnish, the top level of averis, the top level of temptation. And she had, it talks about in the Gemara, 7 levels of beds, 6 of them were silver, and the top one was gold, and 7 ladders, and ladders in between each, and he was going to be on the top one, together with her. And we all know, it's famous, right? And he goes up, also the Yashval Gabi Yona, she went to the top, and each one represented, obviously, more taiva. And she went up to the top one, Kishi Aruma, and she was in the nude. Vafhu Allah Liyashiv Aram Kenegdan. He went in order to be nude next to her. Bo Dal Tityoisov Itavchula Panov. His tzitzis. And specifically, it's interesting, we're going to get back to this. His 4 corners of tzitzis, all 4. Dal Tityoisov. They went and they smacked him in the face. We have to get back to this. We have to be medayik when it's a Gemara. It's not Vad, this is a story. It's not a story we're just telling. This is a Gemara. If it's a story in the Gemara, it means we have to be medayik in it like a Gemara. Every word. All 4 corners went and hit him in the face. Why did it hit him in the face? Why all 4 corners? And he went and he went immediately down to the floor. And she went down to the floor with him and said, I don't understand. How could what kind of blemish do I have now? No one's ever done that to me. And she says, he says to her, no, you're very beautiful. Says, Shelo Reisi Isha Yafa Kamoscha, I've never seen as beautiful a woman like you. Ela mitzvah acha, siveni Hashem lakenu, v'tzitzis shema. But Hashem commanded me 1 mitzvah, tzitzis. V'ksiv bein, it's written by a tzitzis, ani Hashem lakechem shtei pamim. Says, ani Hashem lakechem 2 times by tzitzis. Sh'asli po, shtei pamim, ani hu sh'asli parav, ani hu sh'asli shalim, schar. Ach, shav nadin le'a, alike ke'edim. That basically Hashem's going to be the one that gives reward, Hashem's the one that gives punishment, and those they hit me in the face like witnesses, I can't do it. And then she says to him, I'm not going to let you leave until you tell me your name, your city, your rabbi, your base medrash, where do you learn Torah? He wrote it down for her and gave it to her. And she goes and she took whatever, she was a very wealthy woman from her profession. That's seemingly. And she went and she gave 100 to the Malchus, a third to the Malchus, a third she gave Taniyim, and a third she took with her, and she went to the Beis Medrash of Chia, where he learned, and basically said she wanted to be Misgayer. And Reb Chia said, okay. And said, you see, he said to the Talmud, you see what reward you get. All those beds that you almost did b'isr, now you're going to get them beheter. And in Olam Haba, we have no idea what reward you have. Thus is the Gemara. Paraphrased. Comes the Sfas Emes and explains. The Hilchos Sfas Emes explains, why did it hit him in the face? Why did it hit him in the face? Those tzitzis. We'll get back to the 4 tzitzis. But why did it hit him in the face? Because he was not just Mekayim. It's not that the tzitzis just protected him because he was Mekayim wearing a tzitzis. He would look at them and kiss them. He would look at them, Uriyisim Oso! And that was his Shmira. Uriyisim Oso! He looked at them and he used them as that inspiration. So when he needed, that was his Shmira in the areas of Taiva. And therefore we as well, we see from this Gemara, that even big people sometimes have taiva and have situations where they're challenged from the world that we live in, and we've all been there. We've all been there. But a key to our success is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Not just wearing tzitzis. Re'isam oso eschartem. Re'isam eschartem kol mitzvah Hashem v'asisam osam. And then v'los asura achar ilavchem v'achar ineichem. It will happen, Bez Hashem is Baruch. You know what the Arizal says, Chevra? You want to hear it? You know what Arizal says? The Arizal says, and this will make sense to those of us who are holding in this sugya. The Arizal says that Talmud was a Gilgal of Yosef HaTzadik, and that Zoyna was what, Chevra was his Gilgalav, Eshes Potiphar. Wait, you want to hear this? Listen to how we'll put it together. So it makes sense. We all know that Yosef HaTzadik was the one that Yesoid. Yosef HaTzadik was the one that was able to be strong and not give in when Eshes Potiphar is seducing him. Just like this woman, this Zoyna, is seducing this Talmud. Rav Shlomo Kluger goes even further. Listen to what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. We all know in Parshas Vayeshev, that's the story. The pasuk says, "Vatispaseu bebigdo, lemar shichva yimi." She was holding him by his tzitzis. Say, she was holding by a beged. What's that beged? The beged is his tzitzis. Akamfei begodim, Rav Shlomo Kluger says. She was holding by the tzitzis. Because why was she holding the tzitzis? Why was she pulling the tzitzis? Because she knew the tzitzis was protecting Yosef. While he had the tzitzis, he was protected. So she was vatispaseu bebigdo. She was grabbing at the tzitzis, trying to get rid of the tzitzis, because the tzitzis is the shmira. Vayazov bigdo biyado, and then the tzitzis was left in her hand. She got the tzitzis off. She got them off. So now what? Vayonos vayeta echuta. That's when he had to run away. In other words, what Shlomo Kluger says, Yosef HaTzadik, while he had the mitzvah tzitzis, she was trying, but while he was wearing it, she has all the shmir in the world. Once she took off the tzitzis, that's all. Why didn't he run away prior? He didn't need to run away prior. He had tzitzis, he was okay. That would be a shmira. Then, vayanav ve'etechuta. Tremendous. So I thought you could go even further. How do we know that's, okay, Yosef, and we see tzitzis, and we see that the tzitzis is the shmira, just like this Talmud who hit him in the face, because he would look at the tzitzis. But where is it we know that this Zoyna was Ayesha's Potiphar? So we know it's famous, brought down, that Ayesha's Potiphar had a Nitzoy's Kedusha in her. She had, why'd she want so badly to sleep with Yosef, a tzaddik? She knew, and she saw, she had some sort of Ruach HaKodesh, that she'd have Doiris from Yosef, a tzaddik. What was that a reference to? Why? Chevra, why? Who knows what? Huh? Her daughter. Thank you, Shmuel. Beautiful, right? Her daughter, Asnas, was her daughter married Yosef. She didn't realize, she thought it was supposed to be her, it was really her daughter. Her daughter married Asnas. Asnas, her daughter married Yosef. Listen to this, Chevra, you ready? This woman becomes a Geiris. This woman, this Zoyna becomes a Geiris. A Geiris, we know, famous, we just went through Shavuos, so we know, a Geiris kekatan shenola dummy. Is she right? Again, when you become a convert, you're like a reborn. You're like a child. So, in a certain sense, I was thinking about it. You could suggest a ger is like a child to the initial individual. The individual that of the umas ha'olam then goes through geris and kekatan shenola dami has this child part of the Jewish nation. So too, this zoyna didn't have success with the Gilgal of Yosef with this Talmud, had to become a Geiris. The Geiris is like a katan, a child, and now got to marry him. Just like Eshet Potiphar's child marries Yosef HaTzadik. Unbelievable. The Torah, just how you see, mamash, the depth of Torah and how it all comes together. But the key, Chevra, is how our tzitzis protect us. But our tzitzis is stronger. It has to be re'isim also. We have to look at our tzitzis, start gaze, use that. Every morning when we make a bracha on our tzitzis, every morning when we're davening during Shema, and we say these psukim, don't just say them. Take a moment now, tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives, when we say the words re'isim oso, you know what? Stare at our tzitzis. And think to ourselves, I want this to be a shmir for me, that my eyes should only want to do things that are uschartem es kol mitzvos Hashem v'asisim osam. And use that re'iyah in a very strong way. The mitzvah tzitzis. You know, when you think about tzitzis, you cannot think about Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Hashav Racha. Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, we have the schus in our mishpacha to have a very special kesher with the Tzadik Zatzal and his brother, Reb Shmuel, who was chavrusas and best friends with my alta feta, with my great uncle in the Mir in Europe before the war. Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg was Mesadik Dushin By my grandparents' chasana. I have the schus upstairs in my room to have one of his pairs of tzitzis. So everything connects then. Then one of his gabayim, my father was very, very close, is very close with one of his gabayim, Avram Cohen. And I was once by him, and when I was leaving, he gave me one of the pairs of tzitzis. Must be one of the outer pairs, because it's a little bit dirty. But I wasn't washing them. I'm not washing them. I've worn them only on special occasions. I've given them to a few guys to wear at their chuppahs, if anyone remembers one day. Shatov in the right time. Where you had your chuppah, that's it. You lost your opportunity. Anyways, one time, Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he was fundraising in Miami. And there was a woman who came over and started talking to him about his son who was off the derech. And she was talking to Rav Scheinberg and his son, Rav Simcha, who's now the Rosh Hashiva. And asked that she thought maybe it'll be a big school if her son could have a pair of Rav Scheinberg tzitzis for her son. Maybe it would be something. So Rav Simcha says, okay, if you give $1,000 to the yeshiva, we'll give you a pair of the tzitzis. So she agreed. But then Rav Scheinberg said, I want to meet your son as well. I want to meet with him. I'm not just giving a pair of my tzitzis for the $1,000. I want to meet him. And he met with the son and told the son, you know, your mother just gave $1,000 for this pair of tzitzis because she cares about you and cares about your avodas Hashem. I want you to promise me you're going to wear these 1 minute a day. 1 minute a day. Just 1 minute a day. And he agreed. He couldn't say no out of such love for his mother. And from that 1 minute of tzitzis a day, he ended up in the Yeshiva Nor Sameach, and today he's sitting and learning in Eretz Yisrael already many, many years. From 1 minute a day of tzitzis. Imagine if we really wore tzitzis, but the problem is, I meant really wear tzitzis. Not just wear tzitzis robotically, mechanically, but actually think of Makayim tzitzis, or Yisam or so. Start looking at our tzitzis, gazing at our tzitzis, thinking what those tzitzis represent, as we know the tzitzis represent all 613 mitzvahs, as tzitzis is gematria 600 and 8 strings and the 5 knots. And Doim El Yama, Doim El Arkiya, those of us that wear tcheles at least, so we can think about the Kisei HaKavod. But there's an inyan of Yisam also, looking at our tzitzis as a shmirah. Let's get back for a moment. Listen to this. You want to hear? We asked, why was it specifically? We said, if one of the tzitzis ripped by Rabba, he wouldn't move, even though those are still kosher tzitzis. And why specifically all four corners had to hit this Talmud, this Gilgal B'Yosef, in the face? This is a pasuk in Mishlei. Parak Vav, pasuk Lamed Beis. There's no coincidence, Lamed Beis. We'll get back to that in a moment. And the pasuk says, Noyef Isha, one who commits adultery with a woman, chasar lev, in one who lacks lev, lacks heart. Fajbad is lacking a proper emotional connection to Hashem, perhaps you could say. If there are 8 tzitzis in every corner, and there are 4 corners, how many tzitzis do we have? 32, gematria lev. Noyef isha, chasar lev. If you got to that point that you actually did something with a woman in such a way and you're falling prey to your desires in taiva, it must be chasar lev. You're lacking your tzitzis. You're lacking the 32 strings. You're lacking that you're not connecting reisim oso schartem is kol mitzvah shem, because that would lead to v'lo sasurach l'avcham acharineichem. So if you were a sasurach l'avcham acharineichem, it must be your chasar lev. Amazing. But we're just getting started, because listen to this Torah from the Sar Shalom of Bells. If all we came together tonight was to hear this Torah from the Sar Shalom of Bells, it was worth coming together tonight. That's what I feel. Beginning of Parashas Ki Tzeitzei. You have the Parashah of what? What's the beginning of Parashas Ki Tzeitzei? What Parashah? About what? Eish Shavas Torah. Oysa Inyan. So there's a famous Rashi there, and the word V'lok Cholacha Leisha. Blakachdul Khalish, I'm sorry. You'll take this woman for a wife. So Rashi there says, Lo deep Rashi, we're not going to get it. Lo dibrit Torah ela keneged yetzahara. That this whole inyan and the whole parish is talking to tell us to go keneged the yetzahara. But listen to how the Sar Shalom Bells learns this. We said before, if you have 31 strings, are you tzitzis kosher? It's kosher. Abra, what's lacking if you have 31 strings? You're not going to anymore have the lev. You're still going to be chaser lev. You don't have the mitzvah b'shleimus. You're doing the mitzvah. But there's something lacking in the kiyum of the mitzvah, right? In this higher madrega of lev that will protect you from noyafisha. So listen to how the Sar Shalom Bells reads the Rashi. Loi, we say lo dibret, read, push about lo dibret Torah ella. Can I get Yetzara? The Torah was not speaking except, which is double negative, means it's only talking about to defeat the Yetzara. Loi, what's Loi? Lamed Aleph, Gematria, 31. 31, when it comes to Tzitzis, Dibra Torah. The Torah says it's good. 31, Dibra Torah. Ella, what's Ella Gematria? 30, Aleph, Lamed Aleph, 32. Ella is Keneged Yetzahara. Meaning if you have 31 strings, Dibra Torah, you're into the mitzvah. Shkoyach, I was Makayim, my mitzvah. Check. But if you connect to the lave of the tzitzis, you need all 32. That's Keneged Yetzahara. Mamish, how does our Shalom Bells, Mamish, Ruch HaKodesh. So beautiful. But that's our avoid. Our avoid is not just to wear our tzitzis, but to connect to the lave of the tzitzis, to re'is the most, and to really see them and allow them to penetrate our neshamas. So I don't fall prey to any taiva. That's my anayim are for tzitzis and for mitzvahs. And now we understand, seemingly, why all four corners had to hit him in the face. Why Dalet Tzitzis Yosef? Couldn't just be his front tzitzis hit him in the face? You needed all four, because all four will add up to 32, will be the lev, which will protect him. And now we understand Rabbah as well. What's pshat? Why was Rabbah so concerned that he wouldn't budge? He wouldn't budge from the ladder when he's only lacking one tzitzis. He's still kosher. Aber, it's not Keneged Yetzahara. It doesn't have the lave of the tzitzis. That's robotic mitzvahs. That's mechanical. So I'm Yotze. But it's Rachman Aliba boy. Where's the heart of the mitzvah? Where's the Amkus of the mitzvah? And our Avodah is this mitzvah of tzitzis that we all already do. It's not a sheer, I'll start wearing tzitzis. We already do it. But is it reisam osam uschartam es kol mitzvah shem vasisam osam? Is it leading to that and therefore v'lo sasur achil vavchem v'achreinechem? I saw quoted from the Arizal in Shar Kavanos as well as from the Chafetz Chaim in Shmir Talashen. When are you going to find the same thing quoted from the Arizal in Shar Kavanos and the Chafetz Chaim in Shmir Talashen? Meaning, so if you have a litvisha heart, you have the Chavetz Chaim by you. You have a Hasidish heart of Torah Snister. You have the Arizal. They both say, by looking at your tzitzis is the biggest Yeshua and Shmira from all Taiv and Chet. Looking at your tzitzis. Let's start doing it. Let's start gazing. Let's start looking. And maybe that's why we have the following halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I'm reading you now from Shulchan Aruch. You're going to think I'm pulling out a Zohar. That doesn't sound like how the Shulchan Aruch talks usually. Okay? But look, it's just a Mishnah Berurah. It's just, I'm sure. Moshe, you see, it's just Mishnah. I don't have any Zohar hidden in here. Okay. Here we go. In Simin Chav Dalid Sif Hey. Listen to what the Mechaber tells us. In a halachic Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. Which is Hanhogas Levishas Atzitzis, how we should be wearing our tzitzis. Kishemistakil betzitzis, when you stare at your tzitzis, which that itself, but it doesn't say, he doesn't even have to say chayev listakil betzitzis. It's when you're doing it, because of course you're doing it, because it's a mitzvah to do, or isim or so. So it's when you happen to do it. Kishemistakil betzitzis. It's like, okay. Kimishtakil betzitzis. Mistakil b'shnei tzitzil shulafanov. Sheyesh b'em asara ksharim. You should stare at the two tzitzios that you have in front of you so that you look at 10 knots. And when you see those 10 knots, you should have in mind, remez lahavayos, to 10 shem havayos, yud kei vav kei. The 10 shem havayos, what he's referring to, al pi kabbalah, we'll get a little deep for a moment, is we know there are 10 spheros. Right? There are 10 spheros. We're familiar, we spoke about this during spheros ha'yemer. And the 10 spheros have 10 havayos connected them. We're not going to go through all of that right now, but just trust it. So you have 10 havayas, that's what you should have in mind. Listen, this is what we're supposed to be looking at, we're supposed to be staring at ourselves and thinking about. In other words, for us Pasha Jews, don't worry about all 10. I'm just supposed to be thinking of Yud Kei Vav Kei, just thinking about Shavis Hashem L'Negi Sambit. Thinking about Hashem. And then V'gam Yesh Bam Tez Zayin Chutim, there are 16 strings on our front. V'asarek Sharim, 16 strings and 10 knots is what? Ola Chavav K'shem Havaya. So, meaning when I... The Mechaber already is just telling me I should look at my tzitzis and remember, not just as we discussed the lev of all 32, but Mamash, I look at my tzitzis, I see Shem Havayah, I see the Rabbonu Shalom, I think about the Rabbonu Shalom. With my, what do I look with? My two einayim. With my two eyes, right? What's Gematra Ayin? What's Gematra Ayin? Thank you, good Moshe, 130. 130? 130 is 5 times Havayah. 130 is 5, one eye is 5 times Havayah. So what's two eyes? 260, 10 times Havayah. The 10 Havayahs, I look with my two Einayim, Ayin plus Ayin, exactly 26 times 10, the 10 Havayahs that I'm supposed to be thinking about. Okay, these are deep Torahs. But even for us, for each and every one of us, for each and every one of us, what that tells us, Vada, what that tells each and every one of us, is that every time I look at my tzitzis, I'm reminded of the Rabbon Shem in my life. Every time, that's the Gemara Menachos as well, that we're supposed to be wearing part of the tzitzis, supposed to be tcheles. We wear tcheles, my mishpacha. We happen to be Radziner Chasidim, and Vada, we wear tcheles. My Alta Zayda wore tcheles before they came out with the new tcheles. Now, I don't understand for the life of me why everyone doesn't wear tcheles, but there's not a tcheles shir for another time. We'll talk about that. Was worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, they weren't true, so you wear colored tzitzit that you're yoytze. Worst case scenario, for those who don't wear tchelas, you're missing out on the mitzvah deraisa every moment. I'll take the colored tzitzit. But anyways, for another time, I know that was simple. We could listen to go on Yom Torah, you hear 100 different shiurim on tchelas. Bottom line is, you should be wearing them. But anyways, l'maisa. My Rebbe heard from Rebbe Yashiv, said it straight up from Rebbe Yashiv. That the only reason he didn't wear tcheles because everyone would say the zechiyav to wear tcheles and those 50 years ago, whatever it was, or at times, people by him and Meir Sharm couldn't afford it. He didn't feel a zechiyav because we can't prove it's 100% true. So he didn't want everyone to feel a chiyav and spend. It's very expensive. How many people here spent $50 on something that was meaningless this week? Let's be real. Okay, but anyways. Every time I look at my tzitzis, I'm reminded of the Rabbeinu Shalom. I'm reminded of these Havayas. I'm reminded of the Rekia. But I'm reminded to be Makadish Mayanayim. That this is what Mayanayim are for. Mayanayim are to Re'isim also, to look at my tzitzis and think about the mitzvah that's Keneged 613, Keneged the Rekia. I'm supposed to, this is what I want. And when I look at it, this is the biggest school of a Shmir Tanayim because it's a mitzvah deraisa. This is from the Torah telling me, how do I work on my Shmir Tanayim? Start staring at our tzitzis. Start really looking at our tzitzis. Be mekayim that mitzvah. Were any of us ever mekayim that mitzvah? Did any of us ever knew this was a mitzvah before? And Mamish will see such Shmir from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I have a friend, I haven't been in touch with him in a long time. I've shared with some of you the story before for sure, but it's worth repeating. I have a friend, Darren Dahl. Darren Dahl, I started telling you all, we could write a whole book of stories about Darren Dahl. He's from South Africa. And he went on like a birthright trip to Eretz Yisrael. He grew up, he wasn't religious. He was very traditional. But not religious. He went on a birthright trip, fell in love with Eretz Yisrael, stayed in Eretz Yisrael, decided to fight in the army. And there's like tons of incredible stories of how he eventually became from. Like, if everyone wants to say later, we'll tell all the stories about Darren Dahl. Years ago, maybe 10 years ago on a Thursday night, I had him come. He used to come to Thursday night shiur sometimes when he was learning in Shai Yashiv at the time. And I had him stay after Thursday night shiur for about 2 hours straight. He just told stories till like 3 in the morning. Not a guy left. It was the most incredible thing ever. But he told us this story one time after he became religious. So he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he had a moped, like a little moped. And he got on his moped, and he put on, it was a hot summer day, and he put on a t-shirt, and he put on his tzitzis on top of his t-shirt, and then he was a very big pair of tzitzis, long, and he put it on, and this was when he was freshly, like, Baal Tshuva, you know? So he was thinking a lot, maybe we should all be thinking a lot. And he was thinking to himself, like, why am I wearing tzitzis? What's this all about? Like, I do it, but like, what are these strings, these fringes at the end of his garment? Like, what's it all about? And he's on his moped, driving somewhere, and he's thinking about this. Listen, you can't make this up. He's thinking about this. As he's thinking about it, tzitzis were very long, got stuck in the wheel. Mamish twirled around the wheel, locked up the wheel. Him and his moped, quickly, you know, a short stop, goes flying off the road to the side of the road. He hits himself, he gets scratched up. Nothing serious, but they're lying on the side of the road. Seconds after he's lying on the side of the road, maybe, he says, 10 seconds later at most, the car in back of him slams into the car that was in front of him. So, Chavi, you hear this? As he's thinking about why he's wearing tzitzis, his tzitzis saves his life. If he would have been in between that, he'd be a sandwich. He wouldn't be here to tell me that story. I never would have heard it. It never would have happened. His tzitzis, as he's contemplating, thinking about what his tzitzis is all about, his tzitzis saved his life. Our tzitzis could save each and every one of our lives. The tzitzis saved that life of the Talmud of Chiyah, Biruchni, and our ruchniistic life, our neshama, is vada, as precious, and not more precious than our guf, chevra. And our neshama could fall in the summer months in ways, mamish, to the lowest of lows. It doesn't matter where we're holding today. But we have a mitzvah sisters, re'isim oso eschartim, is called mitzvah Hashem. Vasisim oso. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in Simen Ches, Sivkaton, Chavav, based on a Chazal Hazar b'mitzvah sittis zoiche v'roya pnei ashchina. Those who are zoher b'tzitzis. What does zoher b'tzitzis mean? I don't believe it means just wear it every day. Many, many, many thousands and thousands and thousands of Jews wear tzitzis every day. Zoher means re'isim osam b'mekayim, the lave of the tzitzis. Yibi zoiche r'si pnei ashchina. And more than that, he continues. U'mashma min aksuvim da Yehudim sheyisharu leiz keitz. The Jews that will be left in the end of days. The Jews that will grieve Mashiach. And we want to be those Jews. We want it to be soon. We want to be the ones that grieve Mashiach. Who are those mitzvahs? Who are those Jews going to be? Yehu mitzuyonim b'mitzvah zu. They're the Jews that are mitzuyonim in this mitzvah. What does it mean to be mitzuyonim in this mitzvah? Just wear tzitzis. Who doesn't? Seemingly it's much more than that. It's those that mekayim or isam or so. Those that are Mekayim, this deep connection to Tzitzis, we should all be Zoicha, each and every one of us. As we read this Parsha Shlach, the Parsha of Tzitzis, as we read it and we're Zoicha, Hashem wants us to be reading this Parsha every single day, 2, 3, 4 times a day. Hashem wants us to read this. As much as He wants us to read, He wants us to remember, let's start looking at our tzitzis. Let's start being mekayim, the lave of the tzitzis. And that's chus, we'll be mekabel shechino, shechino, u'l'shleima, b'mehera, b'mehera.